Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The University of Alaska Board of Regents declared a financial exigency at a special meeting in Anchorage this morning. The declaration comes just a week after a Fairbanks meeting during which the board postponed a vote on the declaration until more was known about the state budget. During the meeting today, in which the declaration was approved 10-1, Regents expressed regrets at having to take the step. Regent Chairman John Davies said the university is, quote, grappling with survival. He said he feels the current financial situation is a political crisis rather than a fiscal crisis, and added he feels the political crisis is due to choices made by the governor and a handful of minority members. Financial exigency would designate that the university is in such a dire fiscal situation that it cannot continue in a similar structure or with the same level of function. It would allow university administrators to send layoff notices to tenured faculty and enact budget reduction measures in a more immediate manner than they would be able to do otherwise. There's growing concern along the Cassiar and Alcan highways because of cases involving dead and missing travelers. The CBC reports that two teens are missing after their camper was found burning along the Cassiar Highway in northern British Columbia on Friday. The two men, ages 18 and 19, are from southern BC and were headed to Whitehorse and have not been in contact with their families in recent days. Their pickup camper was found burning in the Dease Lake area near where another man was discovered dead at a highway pullout Friday. The RCMP is working to positively identify the man, but say he is not one of the missing teens. They say it's unclear if the two cases and that of a young couple found murdered earlier last week about 300 miles away along the Alcan are related. Alaska State Troopers are investigating a float plane crash near Homer that killed a passenger Friday. KBBI reports that 57-year-old Joseph Patanella of Maryland was the only fatality in the crash of a de Havilland Beaver near Tutka Bay. Troopers say six others on board the aircraft, including the pilot, were injured. Initial reports from the Coast Guard say the plane crashed while trying to take off from the water. The aircraft was operated by Anchorage-based charter carrier Rust's Flying Service. Warm, dry weather is expected for the first part of the week across the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Aaron Billings says high pressure is forecast to boost temperatures.
Locally in the Fairbanks area, we're looking at around 80 for today, and then the lower 80s for Tuesday.
The trend means increased wildfire activity, and there is a dense smoke advisory in effect for areas south of Fairbanks, including Delta Junction. Billings says high pressure is forecast to slide east Wednesday, bringing a chance of isolated storms. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.